Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Number is 855 453. We're launching into the third hour of the program. But yeah, you can call in about anything you'd like to discuss. We've had a lot of discussions so far tonight in regards to the minimum wage. And Mark, you brought the story in, but I actually had seen this earlier in the week as well, where a company in San Francisco, Borderlands Books, they're going out of business after 18 years of selling sci-fi and fantasy novels, kind of a niche. I mean, you want to talk about a niche inside a niche. Books are kind of a niche thing these days, it seems. They're getting more and more that way. You've got, what was it, Borders Bookstore?
Gone under.
They're gone. I mean, they...
Isn't Books a Million gone, too?
I don't know about that. That's one worth looking up. But yeah. I know Borders, the chain, went out of business. Now, Borderlands, not related to Borders, but anyway, they're going out of business. A small mom-and-pop kind of bookshop in San Francisco saying they can't afford to pay increased minimum wages. And they're not the only ones. There's obviously a lot to say about this. Of course, you can bring up anything you'd like to discuss. And there's actually a statement on their website about it that I just dug up during the news. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Matthew on the line calling.
Looks like I'm wrong about Books a Million.
Matthew's calling from Illinois in federal prison. Hey, Matthew, go ahead.
Howdy, fellas. You know, my thought on this was that, first of all, is that the government's just driving inflation from the bottom up with the minimum wage thing. It all catches up, relatively speaking.
Yeah, but this is it puts upward pressure on pricing.
Yeah, but what I really wanted to bring up is that one of the I don't know if it's intended or unintended, but one of the collateral damages that this might have is, you know, they're going after your freedom. When you think about it, the government's not going to start producing larger denominations than $100 bills. And with this reporting on your banking transactions over $10,000.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, think about it, less than 100 years ago, you could carry enough money in your wallet to buy groceries or buy a house. How long will it be until $10,000 is what it takes to buy an appliance, a washer, a dryer?
That's getting close.
Good question.
You know,
You look at the history of the dollar and how much value that it's lost in the last 100 years. I mean, after it was taken off the gold, off of gold backing and then removed from the gold standard.
Since the early 70s, basically it's lost about 90% of its buying power. And
just since the 70s? I thought it was 90-something percent since
1913. About 95% since 1913, but most of the inflation occurred after the Bretton Woods Accord in the very very early 70s. Nixon.
So most of Nixon. That 95% then.
So about 90% of that happened since the very early, call it 1970. And that means the amount of $100 bill was basically the largest denomination. Actually, there were $500 and $1,000 bills back then that you don't see now. So it's kind of interesting. Basically, they're trying to phase out cash. They still, of course, these incompetent boobs are making pennies that cost them 6 cents to produce, which is insanity. Nickels
six now?
Nickels that cost them 8 cents to produce. They can't get the American people to switch over. There's such namby-pamby wusses that they can't force the American people to switch over from a dollar bill to a dollar coin. I mean, this is it's absolute incompetence from the top to the bottom when it comes to our monetary system.
Oh, believe me, the dollar coins went somewhere. When I was in the military overseas, the $2 bills, the Susan B. Anthony dollars, New Coke, all that stuff. We shipped that stuff to the troops.
Oh yeah, they
that's how we support the troops.
So, you know, here's how you institute the dollar coin. This is relatively easy. You're going to have to give it to the Federal Reserve, and then you disallow tell the Federal Reserve, you pass a law and says no more $1 bills are going to be created. And this is how you switch the United States over to a metric system, too. You say everything has to be printed in a metric system.
Oh, you are a dreamer.
And imperial at the same time. And we're going to do that for 5 years. And then all your old asses are going to learn, or you're going to die.
Matthew, any final thoughts? Go ahead.
No, I just, you know, I was just talking about is also threatens your freedom. I mean, the government will be able to scrutinize every financial transaction in the not too distant future if they require $10,000 purchases to be reported.
That's a great point. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man.
Okay.
I appreciate hearing
all
from
right.
you. And we had a caller earlier touching on the idea that the inflating prices that are partially a result of minimum wage increasing to some extent, but mostly due to the government inflating the money supply, that the prices go up. They tend to go up after that happens. That really hurts people that are on fixed incomes like Social Security, and it hurts all of us as well. I mean, over time, things have gotten generally, they've gotten more expensive. Now, it's not true across the board. There are some products that you can look at where manufacturing technologies have made the creation of those products more efficient, and so they've been able to lower their price over time. But
laptops are a great example.
Sure. But look at the price of a loaf of bread, basic items like that.
That continues to go up.
A lot of those things are going up and up and up.
And some of those things will go up and some won't. But the problem is that it's very difficult to see. So the marketplace is set by the people in power. The people in power are bought by the people with money. Now, the suggestion is that somehow we're supposed to trust the people with power who are bought by the people with money to set the system up so that we on the bottom end are going to be treated properly. This is a lie. Stop believing them. What they do is they make it impossible for you to make a living on your own by having your own business and
yes.
competing with them. And then they slowly, that's the reason that we have this huge disparity, is because the rungs of the ladder of success have been kicked out from underneath those that can make a better life for themselves.
True.
You've got to work for the man, and the man is going to continue to work you like a servant. This is how it's gone throughout the ages. There has never been a free market. Those with power have always attempted to make it difficult for those without power to do business, because the people without power, all they have is their own motivation.
Tom is with us. He's in Madison, Wisconsin, via Skype. Hey, Tom.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Welcome.
Good. So, yeah, I'm a first-time listener. Just said into your show. It's awesome.
Great.
It's very controversy. I love it. As you can hear, I'm not a real American. I'm originally from Germany, lived there the last 28 years. I like it. So just about your minimum wage discussion, which is very interesting to me because Germany has a relatively low minimum wage. It's like, I think
really?
When you bring it to American standards, it's only like $11 or something like that. But the majority of the Germans work for, when you bring it to American standards, for around about $30 an hour. And do you know why that is?
Why is that? Tell me.
Because we have production, we have manufacturing, we have jobs that create business, that create money. So when you work in Germany, you are usually highly skilled, you go to some sort of trade school, college or whatever, you are a commodity, you are needed, and you are paid for that. The problem here in the U.S. is, I think, it's with all those trade agreements, we outsource all of our manufacturing.
Manufacturing in the United States is higher than it was in the 1970s. There's more output and more production in the United States than there was
in the
1970s.
That's actually not true.
Yeah, it is.
You know who,
it's fewer jobs.
No, look it up.
I would be happy to do that again.
Yes.
But what I'm telling you is we're producing more. It's that we have fewer jobs.
Because of automation?
Right. We have robots doing it.
But the thing is, you know what? When you see a country like Germany with like roughly 83 million people, the size like 1.5 times of Wisconsin, out exports the entire world.
Oh yeah,
more than China or
really?
The United States. Yes, look it up.
Germany exports more than China.
Yes,
that is shocking. I have to say, I mean that just seems almost unbelievable. But you know,
look it up, my friend.
But what you were saying does sound. At least one of the things that you said seems true to me. That these government regulations that get in the way of trade are not doing anyone any favors except for the people in power.
Correct. And the other thing is there are no jobs. We have the race to the bottom. We do not have the race to the top. And I can tell you that, like, I have a German engineering degree. So I have a master's degree. I'm a engineer in mechatronics. So that is a mix between mechanical engineering and electronic engineering. It's very thought here in the United States. And I apply sometimes for jobs just for fun. You know, go for the interview, see what they offer you. If the gig is better, I would take it. And people, like just like 2 weeks ago, offered me a job for like $60,000 a year.
Tom Steve, I'll let you continue.
China has
more
exports than Germany. China's number one.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Valentine's Day is going to be here before you know it. It's actually 1 week away. So we'll be spending it with you here on Free Talk Live. Actually, we spend every day with you. But, you know, you don't have to send us anything. It's okay. It's okay. Go ahead and make a trip over to berries.com, and you will be able to hook your loved one up with some of the most wonderful strawberries you've ever eaten. These are the top-of-the-line strawberries. These are awesome strawberries. You will not find a sour strawberry among the batch in Sherry's Berries. They're giant, freshly dipped strawberries dipped in delicious white milk or dark chocolatey goodness. Berries.com. They start at just $19.99, over a 40% savings. And for Free Talk Live listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more, but you have to use our code FTL. So you go to berries.com, berries.com.
Get it done now. Valentine's Day is coming.
Yeah, order sooner rather than later. I don't think they're going to run out, but you want to make sure you got enough time to ship them. They're overnight shipping, so they do come fast, but if you give them a little more time, you get a better shipping
price. If you don't do it now, you're going to forget. Come on.
Yeah. So berries.com, use code FTL. Just click the microphone and type in FTL to get the special offers that we told you about. $19.99 is where they start. Add another $10 to double the berries. Again, code FTL at berries.com for Sherry's Berries. And for some reason, if your loved one doesn't like strawberries, don't worry. They've got other cool treats over at Sherry's Berries, like cake pops as well as chocolate-covered pretzels. Go and learn more. Berries.com, code FTL. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, you did a little digging there during the break. We've got Tom. He's on the line in Madison with us. Tom made a couple of claims, and you called him on it, but Tom said, look it up. You did.
Yeah, it looks like U.S. durables have been, you know, they're doing great. They're, you know, year over, they're up from the 70s here in the United States.
Well, didn't you also say that Germany was not the number one exporter?
Yeah, from Wikipedia, China's number one, followed by, well, basically tied with the European Union, very close. United States number two, Germany number three. Now, Germany, considered by population, they are absolutely the number one as far as production, if one wishes to say that.
Is that what you meant, Tom?
That's exactly what I meant.
Okay. Okay.
Take on GDP.
So you were telling us about getting a job, and you kind of we ended the call, or we ended the hour the segment in the middle of
GDP by capita.
So you're saying you apply, you are well trained, you're skilled, you're an engineer kind of guy, and you will just apply for jobs for fun to see if you can get them, and if you like it and they're paying more, you'll move along. And that's kind of where you left the story off.
Right, correct. So then I apply for jobs around the area here, and like Madison, Milwaukee area is actually pretty good for engineering. And when you apply, then you go to the interviews, people are like, you know, amazed by my background. And then when it comes down to the pay, they lowball you. And they lowball you, and they are straight up because, hey, I'm long enough in the business. I know what an engineer in my position can ask for. And they say, you know what? You are maybe qualified, you are actually overqualified, but, you know, I have a dude, actually 10 more dudes that do the same job for 50, 60 grand a year, and this is what I can pay you, and take it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I say with the, we have the spiral to the bottom, because we don't have jobs here anymore. Those, I agree with you, I do not like minimum wage, because minimum wage kind of like defeats the purpose. But the problem is, when at some point when minimum wage was implemented, was like, as you said, for the college kids, for the, you know, the not high educated people, that when they started the jobs, that they technically not get slaved away, but there was usually plenty of jobs for, you know, people that are educated. And usually back then, you finish high school, you start working, you go to college on the side, you get your education, you get your job, and then you move on. But that's not there anymore. All those jobs are gone. No, PhDs compete for jobs at McDonald's. And that's the problem.
Oh, absolutely.
We do not have jobs anymore.
The marketplace has become so restricted that businesses find that it's difficult to do business here. They go elsewhere. Who knows what's going to happen with the euro and the disastrous effects of the European Central Bank. Maybe that'll drive things over here. Maybe it'll drive it to Southeast Asia.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. He called in, by the way, on Skype. That's why he sounded really good.
So he's in Germany?
No, he's okay. In Madison. He spent his life basically in Germany and is now in Madison.
Gotcha.
So, and I presume that means he's listening on the mic 92.1.
But we've had people who call in from Germany on Skype, too.
That's true. That's one of the nice things about Skype. You can call from anywhere. LRN.FM is our name on Skype, so send us a contact request there. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Paolo, who's on the toll-free lines at 855-450-FREE, calling from California. Hello, Paolo.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, welcome. Go ahead.
Well, I want to talk a little something about, I don't know, you guys probably talked about this earlier today or sometime this week, but not a lot of people noticed it, barely noticed. FCC has voted to have net neutrality, basically to the government regulate on the Internet. I don't know what you guys think about that, but for me, I think that's just another bureaucratic it's just a very slippery slope to me.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think Ian and I probably have different positions on this one.
Have you fallen on the side of the government on this one?
No, I've fallen on the side of the Electronic Freedom Foundation. I think that the...
Who's taking the government side, right?
Well, they're
Electronic, not Freedom
Frontier Foundation. What they have is they're trying to come up with a system that works within the realities of what we have today.
System's working fine right now. What's the problem?
I think that they think that it isn't, and that it could be better.
Go ahead, Paulo.
It is working fine right now, because here's the thing. What they have under the FCC is under, I believe it's under Title II, which actually,
right,
how they regulated the phone for
phone lines, telephony, right.
And for so long, we didn't get, you know, in the regular landlines, you couldn't get Star 69 until like late 90s and three-way calling till almost practically in the early 2000s. I mean,
we had three-way calling when I was in high school. And that was the late 80s.
Yeah, but the government regulations have been lessened over time on the phone systems, whereas what we're talking about here is getting more government involved in the Internet, Mark. When has getting more government involved ever helped anything?
I think at this point the government's already involved, because the pipes are limited. There's only cable, DSL, satellite, 4G. I mean, there's really not that many ways.
You think getting more government involved is going to give you more choices in the marketplace? Look at the insurance marketplace.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I trust experts to handle problems better than me.
I trust the experts who support freedom.
The government experts are actually from big, say, they're from, I don't know, maybe from Comcast or some big company like that, who actually wants to regulate because they don't want competition.
Right. I don't trust the government at all on this one. What I'm doing is that I understand this is a complicated problem, and I'm taking the word of the Electronic Freedom Foundation, a libertarian organization that...
But there's plenty of No, they're not libertarian. If they support the government increasing its regulatory control over something, that's not in any way, shape, or form libertarian. Because they've taken the side of libertarians in the past... Thanks, Paulo. I appreciate the call tonight. But just because they've taken the side of liberty on some issues in the past, many of them, because, you know, liberty is fairly popular online. Now they're switching to a pro-government stance. So you're going with them? 855 450 free. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not
Call
ashamed.
Yourself a libertarian.
Not ashamed.
Joke.
Then it's I won't be ashamed by you.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the air. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up here in actually about 1 month from today, Mark, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You can get yourself free admission this year. It's an easy thing to do, actually. It just requires a few steps. Step one is to register for all three nights of the Liberty Forum. So this is an event that goes from Thursday, March 5th through Sunday the 8th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, you get in contact with the Radisson in Manchester. This is the biggest hotel, the biggest event space in Manchester, biggest event space in New Hampshire, from what I understand. This is the premier Liberty convention in, I would say, all of the world, personally. It's an amazing gathering of hundreds of Liberty-oriented people who come together to enjoy each other's company, learn a thing or two, listen to some speechifying, be on a panel discussion, and, eat with some people you never met before and meet some new folks. It's really a lot of fun. And check out New Hampshire and experience the Liberty community here that is unsurpassed worldwide. You go to nhlibertyforum.com, you'll learn more about the event. But when you contact the Radisson to reserve your room for all three nights, use code LF2015. That stands for Liberty Forum 2015. So code LF2015. And when you do that, after you're done, forward me your confirmation. at ian@freetalklive.com. And then I will forward that on to the organizer of the Liberty Forum, and she will put a ticket for free, a basic ticket, in your name. It's the first time ever that they've actually given away free tickets to the Liberty Forum. And I don't know if it's ever going to happen again. You know, this is their first year at this hotel. They got to sell a certain number of rooms to kind of make an impression and get a discount. Basically, it's kind of how these hotels work, these conventions, in a lot of cases. So they are working on this, and they only need to sell about 10 or so more rooms, from what I understand. So by the way, this offer is going to expire in less than a week. So the 12th is the last day for this deal. So, again, go and reserve your room with code LF2015. Forward it to me at ian@freetalklive.com. And, again, you need to reserve for all three nights to get the free ticket at the Liberty Forum. Are you looking forward to it, Mark?
Oh, it's going to be great.
And we've been there every single year that they've had a Liberty Forum. We've had the privilege of broadcasting live. And so we'll look forward
to it. It's nice for the Free State Project to throw us a little remote broadcast
like
that.
It really is. And it's almost like a Free Talk Live convention in a way, because there's so many Free Talk Live listeners who attend this event. So that's kind of fun for us. And it's actually a lot of fun. So nhlibertyforum.com. Go there. Learn more about this excellent event that's coming up in about 1 month. We look forward to seeing you there. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, I actually had the statement from Borderlands. We talked earlier about the store Borderlands Books out in San Francisco. We had a short story from one of the news stations out there, ABC News, I think News 7, out in San Francisco, about this bookstore that's going out of business due to the minimum wage increasing, actually going up to $15 an hour there over the next about 3 years. And so here's their statement from Borderlands-Books.com. In 18 years of business, Borderlands has faced a number of challenges. The first and clearest was in 2000 when our landlord increased our rent by 100% and we had to move to our location on Valencia Street. All of the subsequent ones have been less clear-cut but more difficult. The steady movement toward online shopping, mostly with Amazon, has taken a steady toll on bookstores throughout the world, and Borderlands was no exception. This is a store that sells sci-fi and fantasy novels.
Sure.
After that, and related to it, has been the shift toward e-books and electronic reading devices. And finally, the Great Recession of 2009 hit us very hard, especially since we had just opened a new aspect to the business in the form of our cafe. But through all those challenges, we've managed to find a way forward, and 2014 was the best year we've ever had.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The credit, and they only made $3,000 in 2014. So that's how much they love this business, right? Like, they're willing to eke out an existence on selling sci-fi and fantasy novels, and $3,000
apparently coffee too
was the best year they ever had. The credit for that achievement goes to the fine and extraordinary group of people who've come to work here. Their hard work, combined with this flawless execution and attention to detail provided by the general manager, is the reason we've succeeded for these past 18 years. Throughout the years, we've managed to plan for the problems that we could predict, and when we couldn't plan for them, we've just worked our butts off to get through. Overall, Borderlands has managed to defeat every problem that's come our way. At the beginning of 2014, the future of the business looked, if not rosy, at least stable and very positive. We were not in debt. Sales were meeting expenses, and even allowing a small profit. And perhaps most importantly, the staff and procedures at both the bookstore and the cafe were well established and working smoothly. So it fills us with sorrow and horror to say that we will be closing very soon. In November, San Francisco voters overwhelmingly passed a measure that will increase the minimum wage with the city to $15 per hour by 2008. Ah, okay, Mark, here you go. This is what you were looking for.
Not 2008.
Earlier. I'm sorry, 2018. This is what you were looking for earlier, flashing back to the first hour of the show where you had said in the very introduction of this story from ABC7 that you thought they supported the minimum wage increase at this business.
Yes.
And I looked through the story and I'm like, oh,
I couldn't find it anywhere.
It doesn't say that here. Here it is in their statement, quote, "Although all of us at Borderlands support the concept of a living wage in principle, and we believe..."
But what does a living wage have to do with a minimum wage? These are different terms. Why do they get conflated?
Well, the idea behind the living wage, from what I understand, is to raise the minimum wage to the point where it will be what is considered a living wage.
Then what about the people that don't need to make a living on their wages? Will they never get to learn how to work? I mean, this is the problem. When I started working at 12 years old. Ian, when did you start? Did you start working at your mother's business?
Well, I mean, I wasn't getting a paycheck.
At 12 years old, I was getting, I was getting credit in the store. I was getting paid in comic books.
Okay.
Where I worked.
I mean, I was working in my mom's business for a long time.
Right. And I mean, I learned things like showing up on time,
right,
treating customers right, and all the things that you learn that they really don't treat you in high school. A bunch of government bureaucrats aren't going to be very good at teaching this stuff. And so, I mean, these are things that you have to learn in the marketplace. That's why I got $3.35 an hour when I started working for real money at the age of 15. I don't know what the rules were. The rules were like you had to take a break or whatever. We didn't follow any of those things. There were all kinds of rules on an 18-year-old working. I mean, I was working at a comic book store. It's not like I was laying block or anything like that. But this taught me things, and that's invaluable.
Absolutely, and me as well. Borderlands books, he says, Borderlands as it exists is not a financially viable business if subject to that minimum wage. But he does say that they believe it's possible that the new law will be good for San Francisco. So
just without Borderlands. You see, there's certain businesses that aren't going to be able to make it. That's all.
It's so sad, though, Mark. This is yet another example. I mean, I feel bad for these guys. I hope they don't go out of business, but it looks like they're closing the doors.
They're such thoroughly committed liberals
that
they can't just come out of their mouth and say, look, we voted ourselves out of business. We, all of those that support a living wage, conflating a living wage with a minimum wage, have voted this business out of business. Thanks, San Francisco.
Yeah, and they can't see, what's actually happening here. They're at the same time, even though they know the reasons why this is not going to work for them, they seem to think that it'll be fine for other businesses.
They don't want to get picketed their last month.
Yeah, maybe they are pandering to their customers here. Many businesses, he says, can make adjustments to allow for increased wages. The cafe side of Borderlands, for example, should have no difficulty at all. Viability is simply a matter of increasing prices. There it is. Right there.
Yes.
If they're increasing their prices, then that means prices in other places are going to increase. And so, therefore, what good is the new wage that you're getting if the prices go up of the things you have to purchase in life?
Yeah, I should mention, people will always trot out what happened in Seattle with their increase in the minimum wage and how it won't change things. And it'll be true with San Francisco, too.
Why? Because people go outside the area to buy stuff?
Well, they'll go outside the area to buy stuff, and people will come inside the area to
get jobs.
So what you'll have is the 20 and 30-somethings that are working for, say, $10 an hour in Oakland or whatever. I'm not familiar with Bay Area, really. Driving into San Francisco to get the $15 an hour jobs and then leaving the young people out to earn the minimum wage in the other outlying towns. It doesn't count when it's in a small geographic area.
855, 450, free. One segment remains, but enough time for you. Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You know, we've talked a lot about the minimum wage over the years. It's interesting what's happening with Borderland Books, or Borderlands Books, out in San Francisco. They're shutting their doors after nearly two decades of operation because, well, the minimum wage is going up in San Francisco, and they will not be able to afford to do business anymore. While at the same time, on their note on their website, they're saying they think this is a good idea. They think the minimum wage is overall something that they support. And so it's like they just can't see what's even happening. Even though they know the consequences to their business, they don't seem to care about the consequences to other people's businesses as well. And this frustrates me.
They can't see the communism for the hammers and the sickles.
Yeah, you know, this frustrates me, Mark, because it's so common amongst Americans, and probably true in other places in the world, but so common to see people care about their own freedom. But they don't care, and they just don't even pay attention to the plight of their fellow man and woman here in America. Oh, yeah, this minimum wage is terrible for us, but for the rest of you businesses, go for it. We want to help the employees. Well, it's not helping anybody.
And are your employees helped?
For the very reasons they're outlining in this letter that's on the front page of their website, which I want to continue because it gets into a little bit more of what why this isn't going to work. Let's go first, though, to Abel. He's on the line via Skype. Hello, Abel.
And I'm certainly glad to be here.
Yes,
well. Talk to you all.
Yeah, Abel, you just got out of jail, didn't you?
We're not going to talk
about
that
story.
Here.
Okay.
I wanted to just say, there's a whole slew of things that are going on right now that are raising the level, the age at which people are able to deal with the, life In general, infantilizing the population, and the minimum wage is part of that effort. As is the government schools and how they operate. So many things. TV, the media, and parents after so many generations of bad schooling. I mean, we are getting to the point where, somebody can't even think about being hired to do something until, 26?
Seems like it sometimes, yeah.
Back in the day, people would, I'm 12, 13 years old. I got to go out and find a job. I mean, I went out and I did, my own lawn mowing business and snow shoveling business. Mm. And I was a paper boy, as a pretty young kid and my bicycle. But today the people, think that putting off, children actually engaging in the work, the child labor laws.
Yeah, it's a huge problem.
I totally
agree with this. I think you're absolutely right, because young people are being encouraged to stay immature longer. And they're fully capable of working at younger ages, but there's this idea that work is bad and that they should stay childlike for as long as possible, because childhood is a time of innocence and it just needs to go.
I'm not even sure what it is that they're claiming when they make these claims. I would say that's true, but why are they making it so that people have to stay in high school until they're 18? Is a high school diploma so much better for getting into community college? In many cases, I think a lot of students would be better off if they want to, in most cases, just better off leaving school at 16, getting a GED, either going on to college or whatever.
You should have said that at the beginning of the show, because you just upset a lot of people with that statement, Mark. Our friend Derek J. Freeman and co-host on Monday night just wrote up an article that says get out of school, basically, over at freekeen.com. That's not the exact title, but it's something like that.
Mark, I'm right on board with you. I'm right on board with you on that.
That doesn't mean that education is bad. I think a lot of people conflate the idea of school.
When was the last time public schools did education?
Right.
Ada, yeah. Anything else? Go ahead.
I really appreciate getting this time, and it's been something that I've been thinking about. There's actually another issue, a rite of passage. We should have some understanding, and I think it ought to be variable. I think that the individual young person ought to decide when they become emancipated.
I tend to agree with that. Abel, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about emancipation or more wage issues.
What does emancipation mean, though? Does it? I mean,
to set oneself free from the overlording parents.
Yeah, in so many cases, they can't support themselves. I mean, there's a lot of people who aren't emancipated until they're 30. I mean, that's the way things have been designed at this point.
Yeah, well, they want to
keep not designed, that's the way they are.
They're keeping young people out of the marketplace, keeping them from developing their skills. I mean, you working at age 12, was that even legal, Mark, back then?
I don't know, because I wasn't,
most places you can't get a job.
No, I would say that that if you're a strict interpretation, no. The answer is no. It certainly wasn't legal for me to be working.
But it was some of the best experience you could possibly have had at that age.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I got away with it, because I would tout the fact that I had a job to friends and their parents and stuff like that. I'm surprised that one of these nosy people didn't just turn me in for violating child labor laws.
Maybe they just weren't as nosy back then, or you just got lucky, or maybe everybody listened to what you said and just thought, oh, he's working in a
comic
magazine
book
store.
Who cares?
Cute. The change in minimum wage, just back to the Borderlands Books statement here about why they're closing their doors. The change in minimum wage will mean our payroll will increase roughly 39%. That increase will in turn bring up our total operating expenses by 18%. To make up for that expense, we would need to increase our sales by a minimum of 20%. We don't believe that's a realistic possibility for a bookstore in San Francisco at this time. For a sci-fi fantasy bookstore, by the way. The other obvious,
they need more LARPing.
The other obvious alternative to increasing sales would be to decrease expenses. We've talked about this before. Again, you know, when minimum wage goes up, you only have so many options that you can, if you want to stay in business, mm-hmm. you only have so many things you can do, and this is one of them. They point out the only way to accomplish the amount of savings that would be needed to reduce their would be to reduce their staff. In some cases, like in a manufacturing business, they could maybe cut quality.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a product you're making, you want to change it into a cheaper product to where you can keep selling it at the same price and make the same profit. If you can't do that at a bookstore.
If they have two people in the store, they could cut down to one and essentially not answer customers' questions and just ring people up.
They would have to reduce their current staff to the management team. There's two people there, and only one other part-time employee. Alan, one of the managers, would need to take over most of Jude, the other manager's administrative responsibilities, and Jude would work the counter 5 to 6 days a week. So essentially demoting the manager to counter staff.
Yep.
Taking all those steps would allow management to increase their work hours by 50 to 75% while continuing to make roughly the same modest amount of money that they make now. By the way,
you could promote everybody in the store to management and just pay them salary that's below minimum wage.
By the way, Alan's salary was only $28,000 per year
mm-hmm.
last year.
Management.
Yeah. That's not an option for obvious reasons, and for at least one less obvious one. At the planned minimum wage in 2018, either of them would earn more than their current salary working only 40 hours per week
yeah.
at a much less demanding job that actually paid them minimum wage. Although the major effects of the increasing minimum wage won't be felt for a while, we've chosen to close now instead of waiting for two reasons. First, the minimum wage has already increased from $10.74 an hour to $11.05 as of January 1st, and will increase again on May 1st, jumping up to $12.25. Continuing to pay the higher wage without any corresponding increase in income will expend the store's cash assets. In essence, the store will have less money or inventory 6 months from now, so closing sooner rather than later just makes better business sense. But more importantly, keeping up our morale and continuing to serve our customers while knowing that we're going to close has been very painful for all of us over the last 3 months. Continuing to do so for even longer would be horrible. Far better to close at a time of our choosing, keep everyone's sorrow to a minimum, and then get on with our lives. Mike is in Wichita. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
Welcome, sir. Go quickly.
Well, war is peace, and 2 plus 2 is no longer 4. What they're talking about closing their business reminds me of 1984, and it just doesn't, the movie and the book, 1984. Oh, well.
Yeah.
And it just seems to me that they're, you know, it's okay. We'll close our business because it's good for nobody. And it doesn't make sense to me, you guys. What they're saying does not make sense to me. Does it make sense to you guys?
Well, it makes sense that they're closing. Well, it doesn't make sense that they're making excuses for it.
But yeah. I mean,
I don't know if they're making excuses. They're just telling their story. This is what
they're saying is good for other businesses.
Well, they're wrong about that. It's not good for
anyone.
That's
an excuse for the minimum wage.
They just can't see the truth, even though it's happening to them. Mike, I'm sorry, man, but we are out of time for tonight. Call us again tomorrow. We start the show at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time. You're welcome to get more of your thoughts out at that time. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Shiny badges on your daggers. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.